additional arrests in the Arcadia Lake shooting, the future of one health insurance company in Oklahoma, an athletic partnership between a university and a tribal nation, and updates to the Oklahoma City Thunder's roster. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Hannah France. Two additional arrests have been made in connection to the mass shooting at Arcadia Lake that killed 18-year-old Aviana Smith Gray and injured 22 other people in May. On Tuesday, the Edmond Police Department announced the U.S. Marshals Service arrested 21-year-old Marcus Kane Jones on one charge of being an accessory to murder. A 16-year-old male who was already in juvenile detention for an unrelated case received multiple charges in connection to the mass shooting, including shooting with intent to kill. This brings the total number of arrests made to 6, and investigators believe additional suspects are involved. One of 7 carriers offering Affordable Care Act Marketplace health insurance in Oklahoma will cease offering coverage next year. But as State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports, the company plans to maintain a presence in the Sooner State.
Mending offered individual marketplace and small group plans in Maine and Oklahoma. The plans were unique because they paid for direct primary care. The business model allows patients to purchase a membership for unlimited access to certain primary care services. Mending's exit will impact about 7,000 enrollees. Its co-founder, Jeff Yuan, says several factors informed the decision, including rising healthcare costs and the expiration of enhanced premium tax credits.
We are just frankly subscale, and it's harder for us to kind of grow in that type of environment.
The company now plans to partner with Community Care, the state's largest local health plan. The partners will create marketplace plans for next year that include in-network direct primary care doctors. Current Mending policyholders will be notified of the change and guided to community care plans with direct primary care. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Oklahoma State University announced it has inked a deal to feature an Osage Nation jersey patch on its athletics team uniforms for the upcoming 2026-27 competition season. Sarah Lisi reports.
The word Osage will be the first sponsor patch in the history of Oklahoma State University. The patch, leaders of the university and nation say, highlights years of collaboration, an aligned commitment to land stewardship and agriculture. Osage Nation Principal Chief-Elect Joe Tillman played football at OSU in the late 70s and early 80s. He expressed excitement to expand Native representation and visibility. The agreement was facilitated in partnership with Learfield's Cowboy Sports Properties. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
And the NBA draft took place last night. Ryan LaCroix reports on who the Oklahoma City Thunder added to its roster.
OKC took Adai Mara with the 12th pick of the draft. The selection of the 7'3" center is a move likely aimed at countering the San Antonio Spurs and their 7'4" center, Victor Wembanyama. Mara averaged 12 points, 7 rebounds, and nearly 3 blocks per game last season at the University of Michigan. The Thunder then traded a trio of picks to move up to number 16, where they acquired Bennett Sturts. The 6'4" guard from Iowa averaged nearly 20 points per game while shooting 36% from beyond the 3-point line. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
For additional news throughout the day, visit our website at kgou.org and follow us on social media.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.